Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
We
will come back from praising Him and the worshipping of Him.
He
above the heavens, the Father, and His word in the third heaven, together with His Spirit who left the mercy seat, and He came to always guide us. Decided to live with seat for many years. Even up
to
the Spirit of Truth,
he
is not certainly throne.
But he
tries to seek for a seat in our hearts. Is it not that?
Bible says
in 1 Corinthians 3:16,
we
don't know we are temples of the Spirit of God. Now let's always keep that seat to be holy.
He
leaves his honorable seat. Comes to seek for a seat to be in your heart. Yet is to fig it with it. Imagine you've left your glorious seat. They give you that seat which is local. The other seat which has air conditioner. It's so glamoring and splendor. It is sweet.
It
has all the thunders around it. Every song of it.
It's
local seat, the human heart. And you have to plot it much.
Every
time messes you up, you sit turning, not settled. But the Holy Spirit is very patient. Let me tell you the seat of God. The master seat he left.
It's
a sweet seat indeed. Even presidents in their seats, they say they are sweet.
Now,
how more the master seat is very sweet.
It
flows streams of honey, the living water.
You
come to plot for a seat in human hearts. These are local seats. You can't settle well in it. You have nowhere to lean even. The Holy Spirit is still leaning and is resting.
He
feels the words you think and is gotten all moved out again.
One
does this local seat. It's a very hardened seat.
But
I tell you, it tries to find a way sitting it. It tries to take us back home in heaven. What do you think of that word? And the Holy Spirit is putting a seat in your heart.
You hone
him every time with your words and your worldly thoughts.
Yet
he left his master seat flow with milk and honey.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Indeed,
we give him back glory and honor. Then he reaches his word, even the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We
thank the Holy Spirit for bearing us on those local seats which are within our hearts. Where he sits, but I tell you, even at times you don't allow him to reign, it's you reigning instead. Right now, Holy Spirit, you have what to say, but I have to what I want. Me, I have to govern myself. Now we've haunted him, but let us stop that.
He
will put us on manual system. It's not easy. You ask him to the choir, they will tell
you. Know,
the automatic car is interesting to drive. When you put in the keys, and you put the handbrake down,
you
just step on the, it's moving itself. But manual system,
every
time you had in the gear, you have to struggle, put it in.
Can't even to see
now, things are not easy. We want to raise the voice of the
money.
You struggle with it. You begin to crow. Seasons before we read that scriptures, and they sang sweet voices. Where does the power come from to make that? And they didn't realize the
secrets.
God told them, use experience of the world. Enter manual without knowing. Like a month you bear them. Everything you see, praise high.
The
manual system.
They
can even sing the instruments. Yet we speak on them, they are very nice.
Then
to enter the manual, you have to struggle with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Praise
you bear them for 1 month, and they are in the manual.
Automatic
rested that car. Given us much peace. And you are there, wonder what we are doing. Even the entire church, we are put on manual.
You're going to
pray for yourself for an entire month. That is called manual. You know, peace troubles sometimes.
He
troubles the Israelites on the way. When God drained them food to eat freely. After they went played games which are not right. When they were not being attacked. When they got food, eat free. They were not able to think of the grace of God and His goodness. Don't want us to be like that. Want us to teach us all. That we don't want to pray in the grace. There are 3 to 4 men who usually challenge me in the Bible. There is Daniel. There is Mesach.
There
is Abednego and Sadrach. Those 4 men came back in the New Testament. There's Peter.
James.
There is James.
Yohana.
There is John.
No,
even Apostle Paul. Even in the New Testament they came back. Those of that kind. Problem which was on those men.
Peter.
You had much faith. But actions he had them not. Who is that in the system of Sadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? One day we shall see them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But Peter,
Peter immediately believed. I tell you, Jesus, no matter what, I will not give up on you.
But
we reach the act of not giving up. It doesn't stand strong at all. He had faith which was amazing.
He
couldn't even reveal Jesus the Son of God. He never doubted. You are the Christ Son of God. It is finished, no doubt. But to hold it. That is
Peter.
Unsurprising. All of them came in this age. We are among ourselves.
Peter.
We have the Peters.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
takes them time to do all.
Peter.
Even Jesus said, enters someone never makes them unclean. He lived it when he was
born.
But to do it,
the
Actors, they told him, kill every animal. He said, I've never eaten an unclean animal. He was a man of faith so much. But he had no action. Now there is James. James had both. He had faith with works.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If you show me faith without works, I'll show you that faith with works. Both were beneficial to each other. James had a problem, he took
long to
believe it. Even if they believed it, even its actions appear immediate. took long to believe James.
After
I believe, I no more doubt again. Whoever doubt will never get anything from God. Both the three men, the four men, they were separated. Those groups we all move as born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
problem of James was believing. It took him time to take the faith to believe. What they have told
him
is, let me first go and ask from the Lord again. If they are caught, the faith, even works would follow.
Peter immediately
believed.
That
what is right.
Actually,
he runs and hides.
Peter, jangu kumazi.
Peter, come on the water. I am coming.
As he's
still moving on the waters.
And he
had moved on. Actions that failed. It troubled Peter all along.
Peter
troubled with acts of faith.
When
they say that the wisdom given to Paul, it was amazing.
It
took him mature to join up all things. Now John,
he was
the man of the word all the time. If you bring your stories not involved in them,
they
descend in Revelations. Island of Patmos by the word of God. Doing your stories and see John.
He did
not resort to stories. Now there was another lacking in them.
It's
called Paul. That one came joining up all of them.
He
showed them that they have to all become that.
Faith comes
from hearing the word of God. No one can please God. That one joined all of them. He was of faith. He was of action. He was of the word. Tell him
if Pharisee
is wrong. Don't waste time to doubt. He moves on with it.
That's
rubbish I've been with. I've been losing
Christ.
He leaves it and moves on.
That
one is of the word, is of faith, is of actions. He doesn't wait. Also Peter doing things not right.
The
changes which happened of eating pork.
He
said, you man,
you pork
to the Gentiles. And them to give them the spirit.
Do
things how they are meant to be. That one was put among them and is of all. This other system is the Daniel.
We shall
research of the others. Keep happening in different generations. That is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even Joseph. They keep existing in generations because you don't see them. But every generation they are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The problem which happens,
we want
God the call of the nation.
I
needed to tell you of those people. Indeed, it's all of us. We believe Christ in this age.
Yet
it needs another to reach a measure. Though Paul had all, he needed those who hold and establish them. When he believes, there's another believing. For witness is of two or three. That's the situation we move by. If we discover who we are, and then you need your other brethren. Even grow to reach the measure. For the fifth bears all. That is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He has all of them.
Have
all grow reach the measure of Christ. I don't know whether you fall among who on those. Are you Peter?
You
easily believe but to do. It became a problem a long time away. Let's ask, who are you? Are you James?
He's of faith
and works yet to take long to believe. It's a bit dangerous to take long to believe. For by the time you believe, another who moved ahead of you is far. You can perhaps chase and meet them. Them to have a weakness of not doing what they have believed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, are you John?
Is
of the word.
You
don't tell stories and any other funny things. Bring your stories.
Say the word
told us their spirit. The rest you bring, is it life? That one, life is what? Jesus
is the
way, truth, and the life. He's in that. Nothing else. He had to recite this word. Who was he? Those ones. Apostle Paul had all. He's of faith, he's of
work,
he's of actions. If they tell him things of Pharisees are drunk and he counts this rubbish immediately.
That's
the struggle that I will compromise. No, I don't.
That's
rubbish all that long. If you want to praise him,
I'm
better. I was a Pharisee, a monk. Hebrews on the eighth day.
It's
not better than me concerning those things.
Reach
there, he said. Now the gospel man was not told by human beings. This was revelation of God.
It's
of faith high level.
They were
all beneficent the Old and New Testament.
But
the question is, where have you lied and fall?
What
you've done to get your three brethren to help you? Maybe you are the fourth on that group.
But
these three, where are you to get them? I see you try to avoid them. But what will you do? You think you can stand alone? Those people are put in the world. There's a point which when they are there,
they've
seen much, there's nothing they change.
Ezekiel, Daniel, nani?
Ezekiel, Daniel, and
Waji?
Ezekiel, Daniel,
Neyobu,
and Job.
They have meaning
in the world.
But
the time the world gets beyond them,
I
don't know when we shall start of them. At least you've heard of them.
There's
a time they reach to be the world and they cannot change it. And it is so evil.
Perhaps
one day they fail to connect, handle themselves, and do that work. The truth is this, brethren. You need your brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you realize the goodness of the old man, the three or the four,
you
understand the benefit of your brethren beyond that. And you will humble. It's not that you may fail, but the world has been moving like that. Praise Jesus much.
I
don't know whether you look at it from the beginning.
We have Enoch.
Faith, we have Enoch. We have Noah. That's how it's moving. We
have
Isaac, Jacob.
We have Abraham, Isaac,
Isaac and Jacob.
And
the fourth there. And we leave that generation.
We go get
Joshua, Moses, Joshua, and those who came. Those men are in the world. Even God quotes saying, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those
different
generations, they are in this world. Think you would have brought it back in Matthew 17.
It took Peter,
James,
Jacob,
and John. What do they mean? They all have meaning.
And
each has their weakness.
It
shows they need another. They have the fourth joint on them. Who can join them up all and joins them? And they all desire to copy that.
You
know, they took long to believe in Apostle Paul. They had rejected him. But as they saw, he is needed. Now, those people, it's us. This time we've broken in that.
We move
like that. But
we're
meant to reach the measure of Christ. The
fifth.
All of us to reach the spirit of knowledge.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
It's required of us.
We
thank God for that word of wisdom. I hope you will move as you think of it. And then you're humble. And you think that there are people you need. Is it not that?
Wow.
And you think there are people you need.
There
are those you need.
If you are
the fourth, you need the three.
Yes, you have
Jesus
much.
Thank God for that good time he's given us.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And by the Spirit of God, we base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God to moving to reach unto you.
God is worldwide promised to call upon Uganda. God is worldwide promised to call upon Uganda. Yes,
you
have
us. Praise Jesus much. God's final work on the planet Earth.
Facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Tujita revival, echa sinzere semba yokusema zinga wensi.
We call it the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth.
Katonda jaza subiza.
That God has been promising.
Mumutogunu.
In this heading.
Okuyitibwa.
The call.
Endagano.
The covenant.
Nechitibwa cha katonda.
And the glory of God.
Kugwanga eria Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Mubiro.
In the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. We have been explained those three words. The first word, the call, which is on the nation Uganda, in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. The second,
endagano ya Katonda,
covenant of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was in Israel in the era of BC. Then the third, the glory of God on the nation of Uganda
in the era of AD, as it was on Israel, in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We decided
tutandike ne God's historical, God's biblical, political, God's biblical, historical, and prophetic call upon Uganda.
We decided to begin n'okuyitibwa kwa Mukama okuli mu Bible, mu byafaayo ne mu bunnabbi nga kuli ku Uganda.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. After we finish, we shall see the call. We see the covenant. We see even the glory. We decided to begin with that. The call of God on the nation of Uganda, as was marked in the Bible, in history in the entire world, even prophecies released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
On the other time,
we
saw the call of God on the nation Uganda as it was marked in the Bible. That one we finished it last time. Is it not that this day
the
call of God on Uganda in the era of AD, as it was in Israel in BC, as it marked in the history, spoken over all over the entire world, and
is
basing in the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
We
look to the call of God on nation Uganda in the era of AD,
as
was on Israel in the BC, as it's marked in the history spoken of in the entire world, and is basing in the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank God. He's helped us reveal us this call.
And
then we move on with witnesses which are established well. We know that by the witness of three, a matter must be established. That's why God decided to reveal us this call.
Which
on the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations.
As
he came marking in the Bible,
history
is spoken in the entire world, even prophecies released in AD. In this second part of the call, which is on the nation Uganda, we see the way God marked it in the history, spoken of in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
request you lay much your spirit and you don't leave some of
these.
For others say, let's only take call marked in the Bible and we ignore the history.
Others,
even prophecy, let's leave it, let's take the Bible. God who ordered them and their three, that's how he wants them. That's how they will touch the human hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. We spoke
in Deuteronomy 19, where there's a witness of three, two or three witnesses, let the matter be established.
We
shouldn't doubt in that word. That's why we have moved on and we see the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as was on Israel in the era of BC,
has
been marked in history spoken of in the world, and is basing in the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we first heard on the other time, we ended as we understood that God marked the nation of Uganda with the River Nile, which is the longest to move all over the world. As he first marked Israel with the River Euphrates. But that time was the end we had seen, marked how the Holy Spirit was to begin flow from Israel in the beginning of God's works on this world. Yet this River Nile
came
mark God's final work on the planet
Earth.
How the Spirit will inflow in the entire world.
Now,
in connecting as we move through the history, which show this call which is on the nation of Uganda, on behalf of other nations. We want to tell you that the history bases on the scriptures of truth, where they base to make that much history, mostly in the European explorers, those who moved most this African continent, known as Egypt in the BC. Praise Jesus much. Now as we go back in being marked with these rivers, according to how we first heard in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, and God spoke like this. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 3,
buli kifo kye munalinyamu ekigere kyammwe nkibawadde mmwe nga bwe nagamba Musa olwokuna okuva mu ddungu n'olusozi luno Lebanoni okutuuka ku mugga omunene gwe mugga Fulati, ensi yonna ey'Abakiiti era n'okutuuka ku nnyanja ennene ku luuyi olw'ebugwanjuba we wali ensalo yammwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira mu Bayibuli,
first heard in the Bible,
nga twali tukutegeeza okuyitibwa kuno kuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
told you of the call of the nation Uganda,
nga bwe kwali ku ggwanga lya Israel,
as it was on the nation Israel,
twasemayo nga tulaze nti Uganda yamakingibwa n'omugga Kiira,
we ended up we are shown God, Uganda marked with River Nile,
nga Israel yamakinga n'omugga Fulati,
as Israel was marked with River Euphrates.
Atuulidde mu kitabo kino ekya Yesu essuula esooka n'olwokusatu,
heard in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 3,
okutuukira ddala ku lwokuna,
written verse 4,
eri abaana b'essaza bali bagenda okubeera,
the land the Israelites were going to live in,
era abantu ab'enjawulo,
and the people were special,
b'okuweereza Katonda,
those to serving God,
yali yalambikibwa n'omugogo omunene Fulati,
had been marked with the great river Euphrates,
okugendera ddala okutuukira ddala ku mugga omunene
omumyufu. Great Red Sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man. But we remember when we saw in Genesis that big river Euphrates,
it moved on
not to be far from the river Nile.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus,
man.
Now it takes us to go in the history,
European explorers,
discover the reason why the European explorers, they moved on to look for the source of the river Nile. And they saw that they had a great hope there. But that hope they didn't get it from the space. They were following the Holy Scriptures.
They
expected where the source of that river is. There is going to be a distinctive special thing as it first happened there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
briefly get back to the book of Genesis.
Look
to these two rivers.
We look
to Genesis
15
and the verse
18.
Genesis chapter 15 from verse 18.
Kulunaku oru mukama nalagana ne Ibulamu ngayogera nti ezadde lyo ndi wadde ensi eno okuva ku mugga gw'emisiri okutuuka ku mugga omunene omugga Fulati.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira,
just as we first heard,
nti Katonda yasooka okwogera ne omuweereza we nabbi Ibrahimu,
God first spoke with his servant prophet Abraham,
ng'amugamba nti,
and he told him that,
ezzadde liri eri abaana aba Isirayiri,
your offspring of the children of Israel,
ndiwadde ensi eno,
I've given them this land,
okuva ku mugga guno ogw'emisiri,
right from this river of Egypt,
era okuyita ku mugga guli omunene Fulati,
passing the great river Euphrates.
Kale abantu bano abaali mu history ayogerwako mu nsi yonna,
who are in history spoken in the entire world,
ba European explorers,
European explorers
abagenda maaso n'okutambula tambula mu Africa.
Those who moved on to move in Africa.
Bali banonya ensibuko yomugogo
chira. They were looking for the source of that river Nile.
Bonga bachimanyi bulungi.
And they knew it well.
Kukusina kubyani kubyamazima.
That according to scriptures of truth.
Biraga nti awali ensibuko yomugogo.
They show where the source of that river is.
Walivao ichintu ichinjawo.
There will come a special thing.
Gokusoka buchali.
As first initially it was.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So tebakera bukezi.
Now they didn't just wake up one day. Go visit Africa, which was known as Egypt. They had a motive. Most of them began in 1907.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
To move that journey. But they all looked at one thing. If we move on to discover where there is the source of that river.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now, what the motive was to discover where the source of that river Nile is. They had many things they had discovered, and they read them in the Bible. And they say where it is reached. Let's move, go search for that. Put in money and strength. Eaten with animals and fight with the armies. Let's go. Look, discover a secret.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. They knew that there was a secret.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. Now we thank God. Just as we first heard this call in the Bible, He still sent it in the history.
That
we can have enough witnesses. When we were hearing, in the Isaiah 19,
the verse 5
and
to 7,
he moved on to show where the source of that river is, the river Nile. They look to see where the mouth, the source of that river is. And they want to discover. And they say that's the father of rivers. And that is the holy river. There is a secret that we're moving on to discover, and you are to know it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
First
read in Isaiah, you hear.
Isaiah
Esula
Ekumi
Nomwenda
Nolunyirwakutano. Isaiah 19 verses
5.
Namazi gali kendera munyancha nomugga guli webuka negukala olwomukaaga. Nemiga jiri wunya. Obuga bwe misiri buli kewa nebukala. Ebitogo ne salu bili wotoka. Rom savu. Amalundiro agali kuchira. Kulubala marwa chira kwenyini. Nebyonna ebisigibwa kuchira. Bili kala.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bagamba kwega mukusoma kuno abasajja bano ba European explorers.
In this study, the European explorers,
ngabe bawandika mu katabo kano My Africans
Journey. As they wrote in that book, My Africans Journey,
katabo katambula ensi yona.
It's a book which moved the entire world.
Bubaga ndi balina focus ke bali batunulidde
yera amaanyi. They had focused highly at a certain point.
Bubaga ne tuno kuzula omugga guno kusibuka wa.
They have to discover where the source of this river is.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. That book,
Urugendo Ruange Mu Africa,
My Africans Journey.
Kabasajja ba European Explorer.
It's of the European explorers.
Kafurumizwa mwaka wa 1908.
Was released in the 1908.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Even though we started the journey
began in 1907.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And
write it in 1908. It's coming out officially 1958.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they said it had the source of the progress of the entire world, that it was special blessing in the midst of the world. Move on, discover the source of that river. Yet remember, we told you they studied the scriptures of truth. Them two wondered, what is in that place? Why do they point their march?
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. And the research of many things. If there is any person who is accepted to go look for some of the secrets unto the Queen of England.
They have the things, they know them. Lacking the right thing, who will lead in it?
Even
bring out light of the things they are meaning. Whoever discover what they discover, they hit to themselves.
They
will not beat me when I speak things I don't understand.
They will
ask me beyond and what's next, and I don't have it.
Yet
remember, God revealed it to each person half.
And I
failed to join up to get the fullness to release it to the world. It's going to be handled how? To bring out the secret. Yet God, it benefited us in those initial eras. Perhaps they would have surrounded us all. Knowing like today things we speak of. The great secret things on this nation. They would have fought for this nation and died to get it.
Required
God to leave the secrets remain where they were. That move don't reveal me in the journey of heaven. Let's repeat Isaiah
19 verses 7.
Isaiah 19 verses 7.
Amalundiro agali kuchira kulubala marwa chira kwenyini nebiyo nebisigibwa kuchira bili kala biligobebwawo sote waliwa sote bili baona te Romanana.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
The
men say that it reads along the Nile. What is around there? As they hear,
that
the verse 1 shows there's another coming on the swift cloud.
Issue
focuses right there. This is the coming of Jesus whom we believe.
It's
focused in that nation
where
there is the source of that river.
Read
Isaiah 19 verse 1. He says this. Isaiah 19 verses 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri laba mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri n'ebifaananyi ebye Misiri biri nyenyezebwa mu maaso ge n'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuka mu yo wakati.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku byafaayo,
according to history,
bo baatunula ebyafaayo nga babisimbira ddala ku mazima.
Look to history attaching it with the truth.
Okujja batanula okunoonya ensibuko y'omugagu n'okiira,
to come to look for the source of the river Nile.
Bagenda osoma mu Isaiah 19
verse 1 and 2. And it shows
that
seeing God rides on the swift cloud and he comes to Egypt. Remember Egypt, they realized
how
the secret which changed Egypt to make it Africa. The
European explorers
changed that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now they hold originality of copies of secrets.
It proved
if God is coming to Egypt, known as Africa, the source of the Nile where he wants.
Just
as we marked in the scriptures last time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. As
connected signs of his coming
and
showed his second coming, as he showed in Matthew 24:29-31, and God comes on the cloud, our Lord Jesus, and they said that place, if he's on the cloud heading to Egypt, known as Africa,
moved
on to mark the river Nile.
Europeans,
let's go look for the source of that river.
There
were many groups, but they all looked for one thing, and they looked where the source of that river is. If they dare discovered it,
they
handled it like something fragile.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And they know right there what is to come from there. It's of high value.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
As they compare the next verses in the Isaiah 19, the verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 19, verses 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri Laba mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi by'Emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuka wakati mu ye wakati. Olwokubiri, era ndirwanya Abamisiri n'Abamisiri. Era balirwana buli muntu ne muganda we, na buli muntu ne mulirwana we. Ekibuga n'ekibuga, obwakabaka n'obwakabaka.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Bagenda
okusoma obubonero bw'okujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Great signs of the coming back of Jesus.
Nga bamusomye mu Isaiah 19.
Read them in Isaiah 19.
Nolisooka n'olwokubiri.
In the verse 1 and 2.
Ayingira ne bagamba, yebagadde ku kirajje Misiri.
On the cloud to Egypt.
Afuka sinza wali omugga ensibuko y'omugga.
Source of the real Nile is.
Kyokka obubonero bwatuwadde.
Yet the sign is given us.
Abamisiri oba Afrika n'Afrika balirwanagana.
Africans will fight with Africans.
Obwakabaka bulirwanagana
n'obwakabaka. Kingdom fighting a kingdom.
Era balimaliriza ogwanga neggwanga liwanagana.
The nation fighting a nation.
Bagenda okulaba obubonero obwabuzibu obw'okujja kwe.
Signs which you are inquired of is coming back.
Okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu nga bwe yalaganga buli bawe Misiri mu Afrika.
And the same signs he showed which will happen in Egypt in Africa. And he said, you know what?
Waliwo ekintu ekyenjawulo Yesu.
Something special is happening.
Eyo mu Afrika.
In Africa.
Naddala wali ensibuko y'omugga
ogwo. Where is the source of the River Nile?
Kubanga bw'oba otunuulira Matayo 24.
Look to Matthew 24.
Onyo olwokusatu paka olwomukaaga.
Verse 3 unto 6.
Lwogera bwe ruti.
Speaks like this.
Matayo esula ya 24 n'olunyo olwokusatu.
Matthew 24 verse 3.
Bwe yali ng'atudde ku lusozi lwa Zeyituuni, abayigirizwa ne bajja kyali kyama, ne bagamba nti tubuulire bino bwe biribeererawo n'akabonero k'okujjako bwe kaliba.
Abayigirizwa
disciples
12
the 12
bwe baali batudde ku lusozi lwa Zeyituuni,
when they sat on the mount of the olives,
babuuza Mukama waffe,
they asked the Lord Jesus,
Mukama waffe,
the Lord,
tubuulira akabonero k'okubeerawo kw'ebyo,
tell us the sign of the happening of those,
ejjinja nga terisigala ku jjinja linne waalyo,
when the stone will not remain on another,
n'okujjako,
even your coming
awamu
together with the end of all his age, the things he told them, and they are the same of the sign God heading to Egypt, and they are the same. Something is moving on in that land. As European explorers began to move, as you hear in this book, My African Journey, they had a major reason why they were moving that journey. Listen Matthew 24 what they say.
Matayo esula ya 24 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Matthew 24 verse 3.
Bwe yali ng'atudde ku lusozi lwa Zeyituuni, abayigirizwa ne bajja kyali kyama, ne bagamba nti tubuulire bino bwe biribeererawo n'akabonero ak'okujjako bwe kaliba n'ak'emirembe gino okuggwaawo. Olwokuna, Yesu n'addamu n'abagamba nti, mulabe omuntu yenna tabakyamyanga. Olwokutaano, kubanga bangi abalijja mu linnya lyange nga bagamba nti nze Kristo balikyamya bangi. Olw'omukaaga, muliwulira entalo n'ettutumuli entalo, mulabe temweraliikiriranga kubanga tebirirema kubaawo, naye enkomerero ng'ekyali.
Owulidde bwe yabagamba,
have you heard how we told them,
mujja kuwulira entalo,
you'll hear of wars,
no n'ettutumuli entalo,
rumors of wars.
Kyokka jjukira nke kabonero akali mu Isaiah 19.
But remember it's the sign in Isaiah 19.
Nolisooka paka
olwokusatu. Verse 1 to 3.
Tiraba Mukama yebagadde ku kirenga gye Misiri.
God rides on the cloud coming to Egypt.
Era ebifaananyi byayo.
And the idols there.
N'ebisinzibwa.
Even those worship.
N'emitima gye Misiri.
Even the hearts of Egypt.
Birinyenyezibwa.
They will be trembled and shaken.
Era alirwanya Abamisiri n'Abamisiri.
It will cause Egyptian fight Egyptian.
Abafrika n'Abafrika.
African and African.
Obwakabaka n'obwakabaka.
Kingdom and the kingdom.
Walibeerawo ettutumuli entalo.
There will be rumors of war.
Ne bagamba nno.
And they said now.
Obubonero buno bufaanagana.
These signs are the same.
Tugende mu Misiri Africa.
Go to Egypt Africa.
Tunoonye awali ensibuko eyo.
Look for that source.
Kubanga tukimanyi bulungi.
For we know it well.
Wajja kubeerawo n'ekyoto ekyenjawulo.
There will be a special altar there.
Wajja kubeerawo ekyoto era obujulirwa.
There will be an altar and a witness.
Kyava basomano mu Isaiah.
That's why they written Isaiah.
19.
Isaiah 19.
19.
Verse 19.
Isaiah sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri lwa 19. Isaiah esula ya 19 n'olunyiro 19.
Isaiah 19 verses 19.
Kunakululi wali bechoto elimu kama wakati munsi ye Misiri. Nempaji eliba ku nsalo yayo elimu kama olwabiri. Era eliba akabonero era omujulirwa elimu kama oweje munsi ye Misiri.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Amen. Jesus much.
That
on that day,
when he will be
about to come back on his day,
there
will be a sign in the midst of the land of Egypt and on the borders. Remember, we showed the land marked with River Nile,
Uganda
Pearl of Africa, even different rivers. Discovering those days when they are due, the Lord about to come back, where there is the source of that river, there will be an altar of the word of God and the pillar and the sign and the witness unto the Lord. And they said, okay,
we
have to look for that nation where there is still time.
And they
put much money in that campaign.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Right, coming from Europe to begin their journey. That they wrote of this book, My African Journey. They moved on to search. The truth is this.
Come
to pass, those people will be blessed.
We have to search
quick and take over that territory.
So
them taking over territories. Mostly they say, let's take over Uganda. And they were targeting something. Problem which happened, God had hidden them the seasons.
Being
spoken of value when they will happen.
Even
though they were revealed
on
them. But to know their season.
He
saw
they are
onto something, but nothing comes out.
And they say,
let's give them independence.
Give
them independence, we don't totally leave them.
Independence.
We give them independence,
but let them remain
known as our colony. And we don't totally leave them, remain having authority over them. Something can burst out that we think of.
Yes, we
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
When
they did there was an on altar. And the pillar and the witness unto the Lord. And they said, you know what? If we fight for the land, fight mostly for Uganda,
that
it will be a British colony. And we put it under our hands.
If they fight
for Tanzania, leave them.
Kenya,
but
you know, Uganda,
we don't give up on it. We have realized the secret.
Not
up today, they take it a secret to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And they say it will dawn one day. It will come and we take it. Even to block secrets, for they would have told them to us a long time. They knew an African is not good in reading. And they wrote down the book, give us.
We
are not readers.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But on this time, God for loving us, revealing us these words. They knew that right there will be a blessing.
And
they know well there are going to be happening changes.
Africa.
Known as Egypt by then. According to where the source of that river is, it will be a blessing in the midst of the world. And they say, you know what?
Let's
attach ourselves on this issue when it's early.
Read verse 23.
Isaiah esura ya 19
Isaiah 19 verse 23.
Kuna kululi wali bolugudo oluva omisiri olugenda mu bwasuli no mwasuli alijja mu misiri no mu misiri mu bwasuli abamisiri bali sinziza wamu na basuli abiri munya kuna kululi Isirayiri eliba wakusatu wamu ne misiri no bwasuli mu misiri wakati mu nsi
nsoma bulungi
abiri munya
verse 24
kuluna kululi Isirayiri eliba wakusatu wamu ne misiri no bwasuli omukisa wakati mu nsi
bakizuwa ne baga
they discovered and said okay
kuluna kululinga lutuse ekintu ekyo ekyoto wekibirirawo
the altar will be in place
Isirayiri ajja kuba wakusatu
Israel will be sad
wamone misiri
even with Egypt
na Assyria
and Assyria
Naiba kendo somoru nyoru dako nga rugamba.
Read the next verse it says.
Ate Africa.
That Africa. Mama
njitu wanga misiri. Mali vera number one.
Egypt they will be number one.
Waga wangi.
And they said my God.
Ngechidre chinda wako sajiu.
Before it gets worse, let's look for that place.
Kato somoru nyoru dako.
Let's read the next verse.
Isaiah 19 verse 25. Kubanga mukama weje abawaddo omukisa. Ngayogera anti. Bawebu omukisa misiri. Abantu bange. No bwasuli omulimu gw'emikono gyange ne Isirayiri obusika bwange
owulidde bwamuleetera mu kyokusatu
you heard when they breathed them in the third
bakizuula nti
Africa
yamanyibwanga misiri biro biri
ebyayita Egypt in those days
ebya BC
in BC
bali beera mukisa number one wakati mu nsi
number one blessing in the midst of the world
era obwasuli
in Assyria
amanyindwanga Asia
known as present day Asia
bali janga number 2
they will come as number 2
kakati Israeli
now Israel
bali janga wakusa
will come number 3
okubera omukisa wakati munsi
be a blessing in the midst of the world
ninga jukiro omukisogo
remember that blessing
utaandikira kukwebo omukisogo okumanya bya mabibu akabaka bomugo
given the blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven
abashinga abasoma iri maso jituli
most who read ahead where we are
atona ngambi kuliro okuyitibwa
and God reveals me the call
nenda ga
and the covenant
kugwangala Uganda
glory on the nation Uganda through the channel of heaven there we see them
bachizone oh abantu babali baba mukisa
these people will be blessed
ne batandika urugendo rwabo
began their journey
urugendo rwange mu Africa
my journey my African journey
obanyi turabanga ngundi church hiru ya wandi
no we see as if Churchill writes that book
naye mkuandika yawandikira ku rwaba nebona
writing he wrote on behalf of all the other explorers
Naima ine chigambo cheba
quoted. But they have a word they quoted.
Makataba ako.
In that book.
Kaba chitreliyo ulire.
Let it be displayed and we hear and we see.
Yes, you have a zibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Akataba ako jasibulu kafuna.
You'll be able to get that book.
Tujia koro mlimo wagwenja ulo.
We shall make a work to make it appear.
Naima again nima quoting chigambo bino.
Quoted these words.
Nabagamba buibati.
And they said this. The explorer may have searched for a year without finding the spot.
Kugamba agamanti aba abarambuzi oba the European explorer bagena mash no kunonyereza okumara omwaka mulamba nainga ekigendwa kyebali ku point yali tebanajituka
ko kizula instead of which he drifted and pedaled gently along until all of a sudden the murmur of a distant cataract and a slight acceleration in the pace of his canoe drew him to the long thought birthplace of the most wonderful river in the world.
Kwegamba bwe bali batambula mu lugendo runo.
As they moved in this journey,
besingana eryato lyabwe.
They found their canoe.
Lichuka lyoka.
It turns itself.
Nilibatwara awali omugo ogulike ebyewonyesa.
Them where there was a river with amazing things.
Baso kaneba nonyereza ne balemerera.
They first searched and they failed to locate.
Ne baba bachi ari ku migeyo bazi
rivers moving.
Eriato sibe bali vuka.
They canoe didn't drive it themselves.
Bara beriato ngali yetu sajuka.
They canoe turn itself.
Nilibavuka ngali batwara awali omugo ogwewonyesa munsi yonna.
Taking to them where there is a wonderful river in the world.
And
he wondered,
what's
driven us reach this river?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Be looking for something, reach
a point to give up on it. When they gave up on it, try to remain moving and they move time and they reached a point and canoe moved, accelerated elsewhere, driving on its own pace. Take them where there is a wonderful river in the entire world. That river Nile.
But
given up, said perhaps our hope is failed. I wonder whether you've understood it.
Do
you know what's amazing? In that book, they
said
the Spirit was the one driving them. The Holy Spirit.
Reach
to say things have failed.
The
right spot they wanted to reach, we failed to locate it.
As
spoken as the canoe is moving, the canoe accelerated to turn itself. It's not by their own, neither it happened by itself.
The
Holy Spirit had to reach them in the rightful point. Met a wonderful river, a source of the river.
In
the entire world they saw it sought for where it sourced from.
It's a
wonderful river in the entire world. They ended writing down that which came in their news.
And
this time John Speak was the one in spearheading in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And so we had discovered the purpose of our journey. Already the canoe had driven them. They as people had failed.
Though
we moved in Africa,
which
known as Egypt in BC, we had a purpose to see for that point.
We had a spot
we were looking for, but we have failed to locate it.
But
when the Spirit had them in that, the canoe accelerated turning itself and turned itself and drove them to the source.
The
wonderful river in the entire world that they fought for in all their journey.
And the expedition
and the
had now performed its functions.
They were on the journey of discovering the source.
Say,
very major in the Christian faith. And it was establishing their faith, strengthening it, and lightens the new fire of the word. Let us read and we hear. The expedition had now performed its functions. I saw that old father Nile without any doubt. What are you
saying?
Rises in the midst of Victoria Nyanza.
Ngagusibuka mumasekati ga enyanja eitibwa Victoria.
Victoria
Nyanza.
And you know the word Nyanza. They were okay, talking Nyanja and they failed to pronounce it. I don't want us to run quick.
They
said the expedition had now performed its functions. I saw that old father Nile without any doubt.
Nairo awatali kubusha busha
rises in the Victoria Nyanza
ngagusibukira dala mu Victoria nyanje manyidwa nga Victoria
and as I had foretold
ngabwe nasoko kubagambako
that lake is the greatest source of the Horror River
nti enyanje yo Victoria yensibuko yo mugomo tukuvu
which cradled the first expounder of our religious belief
ekikoleza oba kitukuwata n'obwegendereza mu nzikiriza yaffe jukira bano bali ba Kristo.
Remember these were Christians.
Bibali abalukola abemirembe.
They were the born agains of those days.
Kabagamba nti omugo ogwo.
We say that river.
Fe tukimanyi mu Bukristo.
We know it in Christianity.
Obulokole.
The born again.
Awo we wanywereza dda.
That's what holds. It's the source. We have a great hope there.
Eranga ekigambo ekyo.
The what?
Cradling
means okukiriza kwabwe kwali kwetololera. Cradling.
Kigambo yonna ebyekikuli kulisitayo kuvira dako Adam.
Think of Christianity from Adam.
Byali byetololera.
It was cradling from there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But ekyali ekigenderwa ekikulu ennyo ekyokuno.
Their major motive of their movements.
Nga bakimanyi bulungi.
And they knew it well.
Nti onono ekitayo w'emigga
gyonna. This is the father of all rivers.
Omugga Kiira.
The river Nile.
Ye kitayo w'emigga gyonna egikulu ku nsi.
All rivers flowing in the world.
Era oli kitayo w'emigga kennyini.
And the real father of the rivers.
Katonda.
God.
We yali atandika emigga ku nsawo yatandika.
Began rivers on the world. It began right at that point.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. They said we know it. If we discover that river, it's a holy river, for it's the father of the rivers. Why do they say the father of rivers? You know, Bible speaks in Job. And it says, who is the father of the rain?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And they ask us who is the father of the rain.
And
if the father of the rain is God,
yet
which river did he begin with?
Yes, you must
praise Amen. Jesus much. Explanation shows that was the first river he birthed. You know, in the world there are people going to say that this person birthed a stream.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But here when they ask us, in Job they ask us, who knows the father of the rain? From whose womb did the ice come from?
That
moved on to create water in the world. Job 38 from verses 8.
Yobu esura ya satu munana n'olinyuro munana.
Job 38 from verse 8.
Obani eyasiba enyanja n'enziki bwe yawaguza ng'ekiva mu lubuto olw'omwenda bwe nafuula ekire okuba
ndiyindako.
Yobu esula ya satu munana olunyirwa biri mu munana.
Job 38 verses 28.
Enkuba elina kitaye wayo. Obani yazaala amatondo ag'omusulo. Abiri mu mwenda. Mulubuto lwani omwava amazzi amakwafu. N'omusulo omukwafu omweru ogw'omuggulu. Ani eyaguzaala.
Yes, you was
born. Praise Jesus much.
Tusoka ne tubuzibwe
ekibuzo. We are first asked the question.
Wadenga mu byafaayo ebya history nga bwe
in the history as we've heard.
Mukatabo kano olugendo lwange mu Africa.
In this book, my African journey.
which
was moved by the European explorers. They reached, discovered it. The father of all rivers
is
the holy river Nile.
Just
have a question go back to us.
If
he's the father of all rivers, now who birthed that river?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Right here, Bible tells us
Job 38:28 and 29, and
who is the father of the rain and who birthed its dews, and from whose womb there came ice, and the ice, it comes from whose womb?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What he asked, explained in verse 8,
Job 38,
verse 8.
Job 38,
verses 8.
Obani yasiba enyanja nenzichi. Boya waguza ngechiva mu lubuto.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ani yasiba enyanja nenzichi.
Who bound the see the rivers with those, as it spout out like that coming from the womb.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The father of all rivers and the rain, it is God.
Who is
father of all rivers which move on the world? It is called the river Nile.
So
when God was putting water on the world, that's where he began the water from. Right at the Nile.
Like
you say, I'm going to buy stream, bath stream. But where am I to start? I want to lay water. Going to begin water on the world. But I'm going to begin it from where? When Bible shows us in Revelations
22,
it shows us rivers of living waters
in
the spring from the throne of God.
We
ask you, who is the father of rivers on the world? That is God.
But who is
the father of all rivers again? Burst other rivers. That's God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Who is
father of all rivers counted on the world? Where God began to put rivers. Let's read Revelation 22, verse 1, and we hear. Revelations 22, verse 1.
Mugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu ogumasamasa ng'endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Apostle John in Revelations 22 from verse
1,
he shows the river of living waters coming from the throne of God and the Lord of the Lamb of God. When they ask who is the father of the rain and the father of rivers, the one who put those for it, even their borders, that God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But
which river did he begin with?
Men,
the European explorers. Book My African Journey. Discover that the father of rivers is the holy river Nile. Birth of rivers from God himself.
He
began from here to put rivers in the world. Even though we in Genesis we read Genesis
1
verse
1
and
2
that the earth was empty and void, and we see water on the deep.
But we didn't
know who birthed it and it began where on this world. Right now all secrets are there. Remember God where he began, that's where they end with.
There's a
reason why his final work is in the Uganda Pearl of Africa. Even when he created in the heavens and earth,
in
the birth of water, he began from that place.
And
the beginning of a human being when he was created, he began there.
And
it has to end at that point.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Secrets behind all these issues.
According
to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, he speaks like this. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1.
Olubereberye Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi olwokubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumamira kungulu ku mazzi.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Bible yatandika tugamba olubereberye sura esooka
n'olwokubiri. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 and 2.
In
the beginning God created heavens and the earth.
In
the time the earth was empty and mixed up,
it
was filled of water. When God birthed that water, it came from him. But when
it
first laid it, we have never discovered it before. He says where there is the source of the Nile. Moved on such in the history. He said if God is the father of these rivers,
he may
have begun all these issues of his.
And
that point left it on this world.
Point is that
they have called the spot they looked for.
We looked
at that spot and we had failed to locate it.
See
how the canoe accelerates to take them there. Secrets, they retain them, those people. They try to put in the book My African Journey as Church Hill writes it. You know, Africans are not readers
and
we don't even care. We remain just looking at them. But this time, when God took me in the channel of heavens, he decided to gather all that history. Let me tell you, we went always there in the visions and in the trance.
And
enter in the secrets of the king, queen, the queen of England. And you open everything in the
Bible. The journal
of heaven involved many things. I can't tell you on this day we open this. But when I reached to speak, I remember them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So even to me,
all the things they have them, and they move on to discover it. God has separated the dry land and the sea. After bathing the water, that spot he had still left it where his water begins.
And
when he wanted rivers beginning to move, he scratched again that spot where it is and water rivers began to move. When he speaks this in Genesis 2 in the verse 6
into 7.
Genesis chapter 2 from verse 6.
Naye olufune lulinya okuva mu nsi ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Olw'omusanvu. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi. N'amufuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The beginning of molding a body on man. Man is the spirit we know was gotten from heaven. But when he was brought on the world, they mold a body on him. When you read Genesis 6, Genesis 2 verse 6 and 7, it moves to show you, after God separated the dry land and the sea, he had to scratch where he spot, where he began to pour water, that he can mold man from there. And the first man we call Adam,
it
moved on, be molded at right at the Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
History. Those who research, they all show that. Don't tell you things which are fake, invented. Because what was in the journey of heaven is to connect the Bible, the scriptures of truth, connecting history and the prophecies that
I give
those things filled in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Those researchers in the world, even those who research in history, according to that map they show.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's get the written first. We are going to change that project. You give us some money. Every 15 minutes he has to shut down. It gets cold. Its plate gets cold and it shuts down. We want to change it tomorrow. We don't have time to wait.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
I
tell you the truth.
There
is a secret in here, Uganda. These 3 points right direct. Even when they began man,
Adam
being molded right at the Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even
the
Bible points on the exact, the same. Prophecies speak of that. The truth is this, brethren. Where man began from is where things are going to be winded up.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Where man began,
when God did his work, remember God says, I who began a good work, I have to accomplish. Remember where he ends is where he began is where he ends.
Amen.
Now God is faithful, he remained waiting. And seasons get to reach. Give us the other sentences before we go to the map.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope you two are ready to explain them to others. You know, if you explain, don't begin from history, though you have to speak of history. Begin from scriptures, then enter history.
Amen. Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
But they
have told us
human origin.
They have brought it. These are some of the researches which were made. Let us read as we hear. The latest chapter of human evolution begins with the emergence of Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens.
What is Homo sapiens? The human being. The beginning of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
The anatomy of a Homo sapiens is unique among hominim. Among hominin species and appears first in East Africa.
East Africa. Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Na East Africa, wa.
But East Africa, where exactly?
Oyo,
that is the history.
Na, kati wano kumapo ya Africa.
Now, here at the
African map, they show where man originated from. Let us read those words. Area of human origins. Lake Turkana.
Okuva ku lake awo Turkana.
Kenya.
Around Kenya.
1.6 million years ago.
Ngabaga manti emyaka milioni emu n'obutundu mukaga emyaka egiyise emabega.
But they are the very backwards.
Okay, yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But they
man began around
East Africa.
There. East Africa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. You still ask why all things to end up to be winded up in Africa, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. You know Adam, the first Adam was on the river Nile when he was being created. Even the second Adam, even when he came, he went at the river Nile.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Give us scripture showing the first Adam.
Adam wasoka.
First Adam,
the Adam
is the Adam of the Genesis. Chapter 2, 6 and 7. But the second Adam is the Lord Jesus. Surprising, when he came on the world,
decided
while young to be taken at the river Nile. That's when they sent him to Egypt. When Pharaoh was looking for him, Herod. When Herod was seeking for his life. Those things, they all have their meaning.
He had reached
at the river where they created the first Adam. The first Adam. Let's
Adam
the
Asoka
scripture. The first and the second Adam. First Corinthians 15 verse 45.
Adam yafuka mukamulamu. Adam oluvanyuma yafuka omwoyo oguleta obulamu.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Adam.
The first man, Adam, became a living soul. Genesis 2, 6 and 7. That Adam, all of us came from
Adam
him. But the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit. But this second Adam, when they just birthed him on the world, Herod hunted him much.
Instead
of God choosing any other nation he has to go to,
he sent
Africa in Egypt.
He
can drink of the river where they created the first Adam.
And there
are some things they said, but now the Son of God has gone to drink of the holy river. All those, you remember them. Let's read Matthew 2, we see what happened. Matthew 2, verse 6 and 7. Matthew chapter 2, verses 12.
Katonda bwe yamulabulira mu kiroto baleme okuddayo eri Kerode. Ne baddayo ewaabwe mu kkubo eddala. Laba, bwe baamala okugenda, malayika wa Mukama n'alabikira Yusufu mu kirooto, ng'amugamba nti, golokoka, otwale omwana ne nnyina, oddukire e Misiri, obeere eyo, okutuusa nze lwe ndikugamba, kubanga Kerode ajja okunoonya omwana okumutta. 14. Naye n'azuukuka n'atwala omwana ne nnyina ekiro.
You hear what he said?
Malaika wa Mukama,
the angel of the Lord, when he came to speak with Joseph,
na Yesu ya kazali,
when Jesus
wati,
had been born as young, told them, get the child, take him to Egypt. Take him in Africa. Take him, drink of the river they created his brother. That they created the first Adam. Because of secretive reasons, which they know they are no more secret, they have been revealed to us.
Amen.
That river Nile is the father of all rivers, and it's the holy river. Has
the
source of the Holy Spirit to flow in the entire world. In that nation where there is that river, it's to bring that the Holy Spirit is pure and holy,
to
move the entire world working. Now, don't you think Jesus, it was just something which take him to Egypt? No.
Because
he was the second Adam.
He was made
taken where the first Adam was created. He was taken where we know as Egypt, that known as Africa. Most don't know the rightful place where he was taken.
Just
heard he was taken to Egypt. Our Lord Jesus, he reached where the source of that river is. And they took him there. For himself created the world.
According
John 1.
7 to 10.
He knew that spot very well where he made his first Adam.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So abagena maso nokunonya ebyafayo.
Moved on search for history.
Abanonyo ensibuko yomugagu kichira.
The source of the River Nile.
Bali ne ebyama ebyewunyise ebyekitalo.
Amazing, wonderful secrets.
Babo bagama ntwatu kawali ensibuko yomugagu ogwewunyisha munsi.
Where there is that wonderful river in the world. They knew that very well. But the truth is this,
there
is no more anymore waiting.
For
where work began, now it's begun to resume again.
Amen.
Then wind up his final work on the world. And it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's been showing in all the prophets. Not a word of lying. Not of being faked.
What
which come for a long time. It's a work which had been hidden. Remember, God said he doesn't do anything
except
revealed to his servants the prophets. He marked it in the Bible.
Right
now we've had it in the history. But we head on to the prophecies. What does it speak of that call? I see a hand behind.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus, brethren. We thank God because He teaches us. Me, I want to get the difference. We see the children of Israel. They suffered in the land of Egypt. And we see today our nation Uganda. We see it in the form of it was in the Egypt of then. I want to get the difference between the Egypt of today and the Egypt where the Israelites suffered then. They were in Africa.
You take it,
they were in Africa, or the entire Africa, they were in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The portion of Egypt today was not the only Egypt then. Egypt was a territory taking over entire Africa of today. And he said they suffered in Egypt.
No,
they suffered within Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
Praise the Lord.
I'm
name and voice Pastor Muchivi. I'm requesting to ask I need more enlightenment. What caused this land to begin to divide it in different parts? For so far, Africa has more than 30 nations in it. What caused to begin those demarcations to make nations in it?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. What I want to move enlighten you. Where you present Egypt was the capital city of the entire Egypt of then.
Egypt
they retained as a nation. But all these were territories of Egypt. But they dividing it in nations. There's a brother today who gave us this news. Our president was in Ethiopia. He spoke of that same issue. He said in Africa they were meant to be only Bantu people. Even the language was meant to be the same. But now they were twisted. What differs us are the language you speak. The languages, clans, and nations.
We have a division.
That's where divisions we are in come from. Even not knowing ourselves. Up to today, thought you were in Uganda, yet you have divided because of tribes and tribes. That's not questioned why it is like that. People divide themselves because of such things. Tribes, nations, and languages. Now you can see Baganda. Yet what separates them, they are their totems. They put stumblings among themselves again.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So,
now that we thank God, He calls us, restore us to the Holy Clan. Ephesians 2:18 and 19. Have access through one Spirit to go to the Father.
And become
of the Holy Clan and of the household of God.
And
take away clans, nations, and languages.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus. But the world things move like that. What I want to move on tell you. What concerns history, speak of the nation Uganda. And the great call upon it. The end of it all, the source of all rivers is the River Nile, right from Uganda. The longest to move in the world. The Holy Spirit, where He's put His base, to work to move in the entire world.
In
God's final work on the planet Earth, for that's where He began His work on this world. He who began a good work is ready to accomplish it, but in which place? In the place He began, where we first began, where man began on the world and then spread over it, where He will pass to gather them all. And He comes back.
But
He's called us to proclaim for His coming back. Even to prepare all other nations. You know, when Jesus was in Egypt, to drink of the river where His brother was created, Adam, God said, tell him to come back. What took him there is finished. Let's read this verse and we live here.
Matayo esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 15.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 15.
Katandiko lwa 14.
Matayo esula ya kubiri olunyiriri lwa 14.
Matthew 2 from verse 14.
Naye n'azuukuka n'atwala omwana ne nnyina ekiro n'agenda e Misiri 15. N'abeera eyo okutuusa Kerode bwe yafa. Ekigambo kituukirire Mukama kye yogera nti
kyeyogerera mu nabbi ng'agamba nti nayita omwana wange okuva mu Misiri.
Yayita omwana wo okuva mu Misiri. Omwana wa Katonda asooka ye Adam.
Who is the first son of God is Adam, you know that.
Atali na kitaawe mulala ni wankubadde
mama. Not any other father neither mother.
Ninga omwana wa Katonda ayitibwa kuva mu Misiri.
The son of God is called from Egypt. He began from there.
Yanuwa yaita abantu bonno kuva abana bo kuva mu Misiri.
Call his children from the entire world.
Ata sinjira wa Misiri. Oba mu Africa.
Egypt or present day Africa. That's the reason why he was brought in that river.
But again, no man yasuka.
And he saw the first son.
Adam, well,
Adam had no father.
Tiaina mama we mbiyo mu.
Had no mother in the flesh, you know that.
Niwankubadde Eve.
Neither Eve.
Kati abaga andikano atazara. Mwe mwazara Adam.
God doesn't give birth. Did you birth Adam?
Mwe mwazara Eve.
Or you birthed Eve.
Era ni kitawe.
And who is their father?
Kali Katonda addamu omulimu gwe nga bwe yagutandika.
God repeats his work as began it.
Kakati ayagala gukomekkereza nga ayita mu kifo kyennyini.
Wants to wind up passing the same place.
Kye yatandikiramu omulimu ogwo.
Where he began that work.
Atonda omuntu ku nsi.
And created man on the world.
Ayagala okuyita abaana b'okwetula
mu nsi. Wants to call back his children from the entire world.
Babeera abasika wamu ne Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Be heir together with the Lord Jesus.
Omwana omubereberye.
The firstborn.
Obutonde bwonna.
Of all creations.
Mukuru wa Adamu.
The head of Adam.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala okudda ku lunaku luli olw'enkya.
Want to come back the day of tomorrow.
Tulaba ate.
And we see what prophecies speak of this call that released in the 1992 from Australia. They say that God is right in Uganda. God doing his final work basing in Uganda. And Apostle John Mulinde in 1995,
he said,
there is a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit basing in the nation of Uganda, moving their world, the source of wisdom and understanding unto the entire world. That's to see in the prophecy. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.